Rihanna reveals what to expect from her halftime show. We explain exactly how Rihanna got to this epic moment. I take on Hollywood to test fans' Rihanna knowledge. Plus, we've got the hottest music drops on this lovely Friday. And SZA is Billboard's Woman of the Year. Yo, I'm Tetris. It's Friday, y'all. Like February 10th, I think. And I'm running down the biggest stories of the day. So let's jump in. That's right, SZA is being honored as Billboard's Woman of the Year. Ain't it dark right now? Feeling lost, but I like it. Comfort in my sense. SZA has dominated the Billboard 200, spending 7 weeks at number one with her album SOS. And her song Kill Bill is just shy of the top spot. Billboard's editorial director Hannah Carb said in a press statement, "The release of her latest album SOS has solidified her as a distinct force in contemporary R&B and catapulted her into superstardom. We can't wait to honor her as Woman of the Year." SZA joins other honorees Becky G, Doechii, Evie Queen, Kim Petras, Latto, Lainey Wilson, Lana Del Rey, and Twice. Women in Music will be hosted in Los Angeles by Quinta Brunson on March 1st. Hope you're ready for some delicious pop. This Friday is full of sweet drops, and here is some new music you need to check out.
I feel special. Well, so does Lizzo, and SZA has joined her on a remix. I don't hide my heart, I wear it on me.
Taylor Swift is also extending Lavender Haze with a new remix.
Oh, WeHo dream has come true. Tove Lo and Dua Lipa, yes please.
Dua Lipa is a writer on new single Borderline, and an epic video just dropped.
Paramore is back.
They dropped a full-length album, This Is Why. I can't deny Jason Derulo is one of my fave crooners ever. And he teamed up with David Guetta for Saturday Sunday. It's a bop.
When I first got the call to do it again this year, I was like, you sure? Like I'm 3 months postpartum. Like, should I be making major decisions like this right now?
In case you haven't heard by now, Rihanna is returning to the stage this Sunday night to bring down the house during the Super Bowl halftime show. Speaking Thursday during a press conference, Riri said a bit too much when describing the set.
You're just running around for 13 minutes trying to put like a 2-hour set in 13 minutes, and you're gonna see on Sunday, from the time it starts, it just never ends. And until it's like the very last second. I'm not always saying too much, but it's a jam-packed show.
No, tell us more. Rihanna also explained how curating a set list that represents her discography and sticks to that 13-minute runtime has been the biggest challenge.
There are probably about 39 versions of the set list right now. Wow. It's going to be a celebration of my catalog in the best way that we could have put it together. I think we did a pretty good job at narrowing it down.
The world is excited to see Rihanna on that stage. It all goes down Sunday night during Super Bowl 57.
We have a new episode of our Explain series that's all about Rihanna. Here's a preview.
Back in 2016, Rihanna left us hanging in a music drought void of new releases.
Where have you been?
She gave us lingerie lines and relationship headlines before announcing she's hitting the Super Bowl, and then delivered a taste of new music on the Wakanda Forever soundtrack. Lift me up. But what will taking the world's biggest stage mean for Riri? What will it add to her massive legacy? And what can we expect from the big show? This is Billboard Explains How Rihanna Arrived at the Super Bowl. To find the answer to that question, head over to Billboard.com or Billboard's YouTube.
I took it to the streets to test people's Rihanna knowledge, and it turns out everyone isn't as much of a Riri stan as me.
We're talking about Rihanna ahead of the Super Bowl. Who has she worked more with, Drake or Eminem?
Drake.
Eminem.
I'm gonna say Drake.
Eminem.
Drake.
I say Drake too, yeah.
Well, you guys are already on a good start. How many songs you think she's done with Drake?
Maybe like 5.
Oh my God, she's done 5 songs with Drake.
No.
Massive Rihanna Drake stan right here. Give me all the work. Who is the father of Rihanna's son?
Kanye.
You think Rihanna and Kanye West have a child?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a really interesting news story, breaking news. I thought more people would know this one.
I just want to say Drake now.
Drake. Apparently Rihanna has had kids with Kanye West and Drake.
You don't know that? It's A$AP Rocky.
This is the fam right here. Who is Rihanna's baby daddy?
Allegedly A$AP Rocky.
Allegedly. What is Rihanna's native country?
Ooh, you said Jamaica?
Do you know where she's from originally?
Yes.
Jamaica.
No.
Am I wrong?
She said it with confidence though.
Texas.
Rihanna from Texas. You know, the one from Dallas. I'll give you a little hint. It starts with a B.
Oh, Barbados.
Oh, there you go.
Money. This better
have my money. Now, what is Rihanna's real first and last name?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
I just want to say Nine Ball from her movie Ocean's 8.
My name's Debbie. Nine Ball. What's your real name?
Eight Ball.
I know it. Robin Fenty.
Ooh, Robin Fenty for y'all. In 2017, Rihanna was on a show based off of one of her favorite movies by Alfred Hitchcock. What was the name of that show?
She knows
maybe. Psycho? I don't know.
American Horror Story, but I don't even watch American Horror Story.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Bates Motel, duh. Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Can I get a room?
Absolutely.
That makes sense. She had like the red hair, right? She was in the shower. I saw that scene.
She knew the whole scene, but did not know the show.
No.
Well, I didn't either, so. I had way too much fun doing that. Make sure you guys check the Super Bowl on Sunday and check our coverage on Billboard.com.
That's it, guys. Make sure you have a beautiful weekend, and we'll catch you here next week where I'll help you run down all your music updates. This is Billboard News.